The seven Democratic candidates for governor squared off at a forum in Milwaukee last night. They had tough words for Trump's immigration crackdown. It's Thursday, January 22nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Governor Tony Evers and Republican lawmakers say they have a deal on PFAS. And President Trump campaigned on a promise of ending inflation and lowering prices. But 1 year into his term, some Wisconsin residents say they're still waiting.
The things I used to see on sale, they ain't there no more. I don't know who to blame. But anyway, it's not getting easier for people like me.
Stay with us.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News, every weekday.
Seven Democrats who are running for governor shared a stage for the first time last night at a forum in Milwaukee. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, they took questions on issues ranging from healthcare to immigration.
Some of the strongest words of the night came when candidates were asked how they'd respond if federal immigration agents cracked down on Wisconsin. Here's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. You know,
I stand with immigrants, I stand with Wisconsinites, and we are not going to take this from those federal agents.
Madison State Senator Kelda Royce.
And hold every single ICE agent and every single enabler who breaks our laws fully accountable.
And Madison State Representative Francesca Hong.
We expect every single elected official to share widely that ICE out.
The Democrats largely agree on most issues, but are trying to differentiate on the details so they can stand out in a crowded field. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers and Republican lawmakers say they're optimistic that a deal is in sight to release funds set aside to address PFAS contamination. The governor and Republicans worked with state regulators on proposed amendments to bills that would deal with the chemicals. The changes outline $132 million in spending to address PFAS, and they include protections for so-called innocent landowners. Exemptions under the state's spills law would protect some groups from paying to clean up contamination they did not cause. They include farmers, residents, and local governments. Karen Keon is the secretary with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
The DNR is supportive of that legislation and those exemptions and feel good about the opportunity to get money out the door in order to clean up people's drinking water.
Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger says airports and some companies would be held responsible. He says the deal helps people in need while protecting innocent landowners. Microsoft's planned expansion of its sprawling data center development in Racine County received its first major approval this week. Evan Casey has more on the vote at a meeting of the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission.
The tech giant wants to build 15 more data centers as part of a $13 billion project covering 1,300 acres. The Plan Commission voted to recommend approval of the company's site plan. Microsoft has to meet multiple conditions before major construction work can start, including complying with state and local water use rules. The village board will vote on the recommendation next week. Ram Bhatia is a village trustee and member of the Plan Commission.
When you look at it, the economic impact is going to have, not only in the village of Mount Pleasant, but the whole region, Racine County. So I'm very pleased.
Construction is already underway on Microsoft's first data center project in Mount Pleasant. It's set to be operational sometime this year. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The head of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the agency needs to secure new state funding by the end of the month to cover increasing costs of food assistance. Last summer, Congress increased states' operating costs for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or what's known in Wisconsin as food share. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says her biggest concern is a new cost share penalty if the state's error rate for the program exceeds 6%.
Our concern is the cost to taxpayers if we don't have the resources to maintain our quality.
The penalty could cost the state up to $200 million. Johnson says she's been working with the governor's office since August to try to secure new funds from the state legislature. She says lawmakers need to award the money during the current session ahead of federal changes scheduled for this fall. Coming up, 1 year into President Trump's second term, some Wisconsinites say he has not kept his promise to address the cost of living. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at WPR.org/travel.
And finally, on the campaign trail in 2024, President Donald Trump made inflation and the cost of living central to his reelection bid. As Joe Schultz reports, some Wisconsin consumers say that relief has not materialized. This week, WPR is taking a look at how the administration's policies have reshaped Wisconsin 1 year in.
During a campaign rally in Green Bay the month before the presidential election, Donald Trump promised the crowd that if voters sent him back to the White House, he would reduce prices and end inflation.
I will make America affordable again. We're going to make it affordable. We've got to bring those costs down. They call it groceries. Bacon, lettuce, tomato, everything is so much higher than it ever was, and we're going to bring that down.
1 year after Trump's return to office, shoppers stopped to talk to WPR outside a Pick and Save grocery store in Oshkosh. They said keeping up with the cost of food is still a struggle. Here's Oshkosh residents Randy Dillon, Abigail Godkin, and Caitlin Feast.
The things I used to see on sale, they ain't there no more. I don't know who to blame, but anyway, it's not getting easier for people like me.
I definitely don't treat myself to things as much, just to make sure we have groceries instead.
It's ungodly insane for how much you're paying to buy in bulk. So you're having to actually buy less, which almost seems like you're paying more.
Food prices have gone up since Trump returned to office. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, they were 3.1% higher in December 2025 than they were in the final month of 2024. That's well below the more than 10% spike in grocery prices shoppers saw in 2022. But it's still higher than the inflation rate consumers were used to in the decade before the pandemic. Experts and business leaders say sweeping tariffs imposed by the Trump administration are one reason costs have stayed high. Trump has made higher tariffs a centerpiece of his economic policies. He alluded to his plans during a campaign stop in Milwaukee in 2024.
The most beautiful word in the entire dictionary, you know what it is? It's tariff. The tariff. You're going to become so rich with the word tariff.
The administration has said their plan is meant to help bolster domestic manufacturing and increase federal revenue. But economists warn that tariffs are a form of tax on imports that's typically passed on to consumers. They say Trump's actions could help fuel inflation. In November, the average tariff rate in the U.S. was the highest it's been since 1935. That's according to the Budget Lab at Yale, a policy research center. John Rico is with the Budget Lab. He says researchers anticipate that when Trump's plan is fully phased in, it will translate to an average household loss of purchasing power of between $1,700 and $1,300. In November, Trump signed an executive order removing tariffs from a range of foods, like coffee, bananas, and beef.
The fact that the administration has explicitly exempted certain products from the tariff regime in order to bring prices down is perhaps evidence that policymakers believe that tariffs do indeed raise prices.
Tariffs have also affected Wisconsin manufacturers. A recent industry survey found 72% say they've been hit by the administration's import taxes. More than half cited cost increases as the biggest impact. About a third pointed to uncertainty and difficulty planning. Brookfield-based Gilman Precision is a manufacturer that has benefited. CEO Paul Grekowitz says the company gets most of its materials domestically and has received new business from companies looking to return their supply chains to the U.S.
Tariffs may have leveled the playing field a little bit more and made us a lot more competitive.
Another major sector in Wisconsin that's been affected by trade tensions is agriculture. Crop farmers last year faced higher production costs, lower crop prices, and trade disruptions. That includes China boycotting purchases of U.S. soybeans. Alan Johnson is a grain and beef farmer from Grant County. He supports the president's tariffs.
I'm not saying it's a great idea, but he's trying to do the right thing. Now, whether or not this is going to work, that remains to be seen.
Johnson says he took a loss on his crops last year, but high beef prices helped him stay afloat. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our thanks to WPR's Joe Schultz for bringing us that. Tomorrow, we'll have a story on the impact of cuts to education spending in Wisconsin. And finally, of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. It'll be sunny, windy, and cold across the state today. High temperatures getting into the teens with wind gusts near 20 miles per hour at times. And we could see some spotty light snow as well. An extreme cold warning kicks into effect for all of Wisconsin overnight. Low temperatures about 10 to 20 degrees below zero. Wind chills tonight could be anywhere from 25 to 50 degrees below zero, with 25 mile per hour wind gusts at times. Several school districts across Wisconsin have already canceled classes for Friday. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.